Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Body mass index is a number that they calculate from your child's weight and their height. It's usually a reliable indicator of body fatness for most children and teens. There's been some controversy with some schools sending home letters, letting the parents know that their child is over fat. This doesn't necessarily mean overweight, although they do usually, you know, collaborate that. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She is a pediatrician and co-founder of the Fit to Play and Learn Obesity Prevention Curriculum in LA. So let's talk about this fat letter, Dr. Cross. What is that? And then while you're doing that, talk about BMI and how you see it as a measure of health for our children.
So hi, Melanie. I think the first thing that parents need to understand and the public needs to understand is what is BMI and how is that different than your weight? Because I know my grandmother would say, oh, they're not overweight, they're just big boned or something along those lines. And so a BMI, in essence, takes into account your big bones. It takes into account your height, your weight, your age, and your gender. So it's really comparing children to other children that were born basically the same month of the same sex and who are the same height. And so it's one of the most accurate ways to evaluate a person's weight. And this is something that doctors should be doing at every well child care visit. So at every physical, every checkup, this is what they should be doing. And then for children, BMI is calculated a little bit differently than if you were an adult. So for children, we get a number, but it's not that number that we really report. We report the percentile. So if you're underweight, you're in the less than fifth percentile. If you're a healthy weight, you're between the fifth and 84th percentile. Then there's the overweight category, so that's 84th to 94th, and the obese, which is over the 95th percentile. So what that's saying is if you get a BMI in the 98th percentile, you are heavier than 97, if there was 100 kids, 97 other kids who are the exact same height as you, the exact, you know, they're your gender and the exact same age. So it really is an indicator that you're an outlier, and that your weight is over what it should be. So why do we worry about this? We worry about this not because we want everybody to look like a supermodel. We worry about this because being overweight has very, very serious consequences. Right off the bat, kids who are overweight have more asthma, they have sleep apnea, they can have skin infections or joint pain. But then long-term, they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, they're more likely to have type 2 diabetes, they might get their periods early, which may make them shorter, they have low self-esteem often, sometimes they have body image problems, and all of this can lead to a higher rate of depression. So it's a big deal. It's not that, you know, we really care about these children's appearances for the sake of their appearance, but rather for the sake of their health. So like you said, many, many states and schools are now screening for BMI, but this is something that they've been doing for sometimes a long time. They've been doing BMI, what they call surveillance, and now they're doing it as screening. So I like to make this comparison. We screen for your eyesight, and we screen for your hearing at school often. And the difference between surveillance and screening is we might identify everybody who can't see, but then we just keep it for our own records. We don't do anything with it. It's just for statistical data. And could you imagine if we knew that kids couldn't hear or they couldn't see, but we didn't tell their parents? No, people would think that was absurd. But what we've been doing is finding out that kids are overweight, and then we keep it for our own records, and we don't report the results to the parents.
Now,
and
do you think, okay, Dr. Cross, hold on, because do you think, I am in the obesity business myself. As an exercise physiologist, I've been dealing with obese, you know, children and adults for 25 years. I find that some people, especially parents, and you as a pediatrician must know, that when you tell a parent, you know, your child is obese, or your child is really overweight, or you need to start looking at what you're feeding your child, however politically correct you say it, some people get really offended.
They do. They absolutely do.
They would never get offended if you told them their child had a little hearing problem or some vision problem.
Right, and I think maybe, I mean, this is more psychology than anything else, but maybe they feel a certain amount of responsibility, and you're not really responsible if your child can't hear or can't see. I'm not sure where that comes from, but I also do think it's, as a public, like, I can't believe that the media is calling these things fat letters, because that just is a horrible name. I mean, can you imagine if we called the letter the four-eyed letter? I mean, you would never do that.
That's true. It's amazing.
Right. I think the problem is these children, I mean, to be honest, children who are overweight are bullied and picked on more often than children who are a healthy weight. So the bullies don't need a fat letter to start picking on your child. They may use it as fodder, sure, but they're going to pick on that child. If you're the type of person that would pick on somebody for their weight, you're going to pick on them for their weight, whether or not they
get
a letter.
That's right.
Because you can see their weight.
That's right, and they'll do it no matter what. So what do you want parents
to
know?
Children, we need to teach our children tolerance and, you know, anti-bullying. I don't think we need to ignore the fact that other children are overweight. What I can say is that here in L.A., we do screen. Some schools send letters home and some don't. We haven't seen a lot of complaints, but we are very, very particular about the wording of our letter. Our letter explains BMI, and then it says your child has a BMI of, this puts them in this percentile. As you can see above, they're in the either healthy weight, underweight, overweight, or obese percentile, whatever it is. And then we say, we recommend that you discuss this with your doctor. If you have further questions, please contact the nurse. And for us, that seems to have worked very well. But I agree with you. I mean, weight is, unfortunately, a very taboo subject in our society. We all discuss it in theory, but nobody ever wants to discuss it one-on-one.
Well, so how should a parent follow up if they've received one of these letters, and so they check with their pediatrician? Maybe they start, you know, scrolling around on the internet for healthy family activities or recipes. You know, I mean, do they start with the child, go right to their pediatrician if they get this letter coming home?
I think that sometimes what the letter does is it sort of confirms what they may already know but haven't really come to terms with. So I think that is why, because people say, well, why do you need a letter? Everybody knows if you're overweight or you're not. Well, sometimes, I mean, honestly, with 1 in 3 kids being overweight, you can keep saying, my child's sort of like so-and-so. Well, they may be overweight too. And I think also parents don't understand the long-term consequences. So I think if they look online to understand the long-term consequences, perhaps maybe they're more likely to want to make changes. But then, yes, they go to their pediatrician. Pediatricians should be talking about this at every checkup, but pediatricians are people, too, and they don't want to offend anybody. And, you know, they don't want to hurt, you know, the children's feelings. So some pediatricians they skirt around the issue. But being sensitive to a subject is not the same as ignoring it completely.
That's right. And the American Academy of Pediatrics does advise pediatricians to monitor children's BMI. Don't be offended if your pediatrician talks to you about this, because it is about the health of your children. And this is definitely something that can be an indicator of health. In the last 30 or 40 seconds, Dr. Cross, please wrap up, you know, BMI for our children as an indicator of health.
Well, I just think that BMI is very important as a way to calculate who is overweight, and that in our society we have to start seeing obesity as a disease. It's a disease and not a physical attribute. It's not permanent, but it's something that we can change. And I don't know any parent who wouldn't like their child to be teased less, feel better, be healthier, live longer with less complications. I mean, those are all just wonderful things for our child, and with diet and exercise and nutritional education, we can accomplish that. But first, we need to identify the children and families who need the help.
And so if your child gets their body mass index taken and they're told that they're heading on the upper percentiles towards overweight or obesity, then you need to take action as a parent. Talk with your pediatrician. Get involved in an exercise program. I like to recommend to my parents to get a pedometer for everyone in the family and make it a competition. Whoever gets the most steps in 1 week gets to pick the movie that everybody goes to, or gets to pick the next activity you do as a family. Kids love competition. Believe me, they'll run up and down the stairs trying to win that competition. Do whatever it takes, because this is, as we said before, about the health of your children. This is Melanie Cole, and the name of the show right here, Healthy Children. It's right here on Radio MD. Stay well.